Amit Tamazan. A billion here, a billion there. We're talking about some real money in that foreign aid bill soon to be voted on by the Senate after clearing the House earlier.
$61 billion would be for Ukraine. $26 billion would go to Israel, as well as humanitarian relief to citizens of Gaza. $8 billion would be used to counter China in Taiwan and the Indo-Pacific. In order to gain more votes, House Republicans added a bill to the package that could ban TikTok in the U.S. if its Chinese owners don't sell their stake within a year. President Joe Biden first requested the money last summer, but congressional leaders had strong opposition from a growing number of conservatives who question U.S. involvement in foreign wars. Donna Water, Washington.
Insisting that he committed no crime, former President Trump heads back to court in New York in a little while as his criminal trial continues. Former president accused of trying to illegally influence the 2016 election. The defense says trying to influence an election is called democracy and it's not a crime. Mr. Trump says this trial is the stuff of which banana republics are made.
Think of it. I got indicted. I'm the leading candidate. I'm beating Biden. I'm beating the Republicans now. I have the nomination. And this is what they try to take me off the trail for. That checks being paid to a lawyer. He is a lawyer.
The payment, he says, properly documented for what it was, a legal expense. Also at SRNNews.com, Columbia University canceled in-person classes and police arrested dozens of students at New York University and Yale as anti-Israel protests roil a growing number of U.S. college campuses. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are higher, Dow futures up 73 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 50 points. This is SRN News. The center of global Christianity has shifted.
Sociologist Dr. Gina Zerlo, who specializes in the study of religious demographics, says 44% of the world's Christians now reside in Africa. A century ago, 82% of believers lived in the global north. That's Europe, the U.S., and Canada. Today, 67% of them live in the global south, which includes Africa, Asia, and Latin America. Dr. Zerlo presented her findings to the recent gathering of the Global Christian Forum. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new Idaho organization says it will ask voters to enshrine abortion in the state constitution. The pro-abortion Idahoans for United for Women and Family says it hopes to have one or more initiatives on the 2026 ballot. Idaho has several pro-life laws on the books, including one that makes performing abortions a crime unless they are done to save the life of the mother. This is SRN News. California will be opening its first new state park in a decade this summer.
The Dos Rios Tract in the state's Central Valley is set to open in June and will become California's 281st state park. The park will be available for hiking and picnicking with plans for eventual swimming and boating access in the future. Governor Newsom also unveiled a plan to reduce greenhouse gas emissions on the state's natural lands. The plan sets out to reduce the risks of wildfires while expanding forest cover and restoring wetlands. It's part of California's goal of achieving so-called carbon neutrality by 2045. Rhonda Rockstar reporting.
A crackdown on how California utilities spend customers' money has failed to pass a state legislature. Investor-owned utilities not allowed to use money from customers to pay for things like advertising and lobbying. However, consumer groups have complained that utilities have found ways around those rules. More details at SRNNews.com.